Hello. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Peak, a learner's podcast with Maria Brown. Today, we'll be discussing reading, remote learning for educators. Educators, fear not. Reading may look different, sound different, and feel different for you and your students. But its importance, its vital role in the learning cycle has not changed. Read Works is one free, accessible learning system that we're going to discuss today that will help support your instructional goals for your students. ReadWorks is a resource, and as schools and districts across the country, across the globe, adjust to remote learning, educators can use a free ReadWorks account to support reading comprehension, vocabulary, growth at home, or wherever your students are learning remotely. Materials are available from kindergarten up through adulthood and cover subjects in every content area. There are teacher webinar series available so that teachers can learn how to assign students. They can learn how to assign students through Google Classroom. They can learn how to enable students' access through readworks.org. And there are specific tools that the teacher can use to set up digital classes, assign reading passages and question sets, and articles a day series, and also to enable student libraries. We'll go over each one of those here today, and I promise you'll leave with an explosive digital tool that can help enhance your instructional program. Step one, you'll be setting up a digital class that is available on readworks.org, where you'll be assigned a unique identifying code that you can share with students, or you can create your class with Google Classroom. Google Classroom is not only easy, but it is a direct functioning focused material that would help support student learning, grading, assigning rubrics, and all of the ways that we can support our students. Number two, you can assign reading passages and question sets. So your students will have access to read engaging passages and dig deeply into the passages so that they would have help with high quality question sets. The question sets enable students to construct their own answers and to compare and contrast information that's in the passage. You can assign these materials as PDFs into Google Classroom, or you can use Google Forms to create your own replica of the question sets if you'd like to differentiate the number of questions or the type of questions that you're asking. The third step and the third element of ReadWorks that is highly effective is the article a day. It helps build knowledge on a wide array of topics, and it's key to student success in reading and in school. The article of a day is one particular article on a content area. Let's take becoming an astronaut. If you have a student that's interested in space travel or interested in lunar activity or becoming an astronaut, you might assign them an article set for a day that would have 5 to 6 articles about becoming an astronaut. The student would read and gain background knowledge on becoming an astronaut based on those articles. The articles are related and leveled and just help increase the student's ability to continue their important work. Step four is enabling a student library. In a perfect world, time away from school and other obligations creates more time for independent reading. You want to make sure that the student library is enabled in your students' accounts as you click the button that reads student library, so that students can keep up with what they've read, they can keep growing, and they can keep learning. It also is very helpful for educators to help parents assist their children. Also, co-teachers, and in instances where students receive special services or co-teaching or English language teaching, keeping a student library would help all of your co-teachers be able to keep up with what's going on in their learning library. Did you know that parents are welcome to set up ReadWorks accounts too? They can help support their children by creating their own free ReadWorks accounts that they can access at home. All they need to do is click sign up. You could even work with your parents and let your parents know that they can have a corresponding parent account. So this way, the student and the parent can explore and read on their own together or to support what they're doing in instruction. Remember the goals of live, learn, growing, and peaking. It's not to learn a skill. It's not to read a paragraph or answer a question. It's to love the learning cycle. It's to understand that by mastering the learning cycle, that is the way that we grow. For any districts that would like to use ReadWorks, it is available for free, and it can be personalized. Engagement at readworks.org is available for districts to reach out to in the event that they would like to customize material available to their teachers and based on their state standards. That is engagement at readworks.org. I'm so very blessed to be able to bring you this message, and I'm so excited about what you can discover as you visit readworks.org. Please reach out to me at livetopeak@gmail.com. If you have any questions or need any assistance, have a great day.